Let's take a look at now effective delivery under rehearsals. Many instructors today in public speaking will talk to you about the importance of the various elements of a speech, which are basically very simple. It's the words that you use, the sounds that you use, and the body language that you use. Some instructors will talk about the 93% rule, where they allocate 7% of the effectiveness of your communication based on the words that you use, 38% on the sounds that you use, and 55% on body language. Now, for the purposes of this program, we have determined that it's better to give each of those an equal weight, as in thirds. So the sounds that you make, the words that you use, the body, the language that you use, are all each individually equally important to one another for effective delivery and for the attainment of the goals that you have in your presentation. Now, when talking about sounds, we're talking about the pauses, the inflection, the emphasis, and clarity of your speech. A third is then compromised of the manner in which you present your body language, facial expressions, facial tics, the way you use your hands, the way you move. You must be careful of how you gesture, stand, and move. And during your rehearsals, this is a perfect time to stand in front of a full-length mirror to pay attention in particular to any distracting mannerisms that you may have, anything that the audience might find annoying. And pay attention to how you create your words and what those words sound like when they're coming out. 33% of messages within a speech will fail or succeed based on how you speak them, based on the nature of the sounds that you make. Content is equally very important. However, you must present your information in an interesting, believable, and a dynamic fashion. You must have control over your voice and your body language.